Yeah, so the more weiter. Echot shaloi iriv, noisen rishusle lechet shiriv. One person that did not make an eruv, he has a right to mevatel his rishus to somebody else that didn't make an eruv. Li echot shiriv. Lechet shiriv mashma, there are two other people here. That's what it means. One was mevatel, we had two people making the eruv. So one is mevatel to two people. So the moral abaya the isay. According to abaya, we're talking about the other two people are still here. So there were three people. Two of them made an eruv together, and now one, the third person, is b'mavato to these two people. And still, it says a loshen leechod. Ukamash melon. We hear the ein tzarach levato rishus to chol echad v'yechod. You do not have to mavato rishus to chol echad v'yechod. It's enough to mavato it to one. That's a bayis shita. The rabba, but according to rabba shita, it's not that way. You have to mavato separately or to each one of them. Is the heavier miss. Here when it says the Lashon, Mavatel to one of them means because the other one was mace. And what's the Chiddush here? Well, like Gozer, we don't make a Gzerah, Zimnin the Isi. Maybe in the case where they'll both be alive. So, let's make a Gzerah. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, you have these two people made the Erev together. So the third person, when he's Mavatel only to one, even though now the third person died, let's make a Gzerah, it's no good, or to another case where they're both still alive. Kamashmon, we don't make this Gzerah. That's the Chiddush here. The God is in the Isa, Yid Isa. So now, what's the next case of the Braisa? Ushnayim she'irvu, two people that didn't make an error together, is Alocha noisnin rishuson li'echot shla'ir. Two people that made an error together, they could be mevatel, their rishus to one person that was not mishtatif in the error. But the more pshita avada, why not? You have two people be mevatel, the rishus to one, why isn't it good? Pshita. The normal the time I would think. Kiv on the loy iru. Likna say, since this third person, this one person now, did not make an error with the other two, so I should make a kenas to say, since you were not mishtatev, you didn't take care of the error before Shabbos. You have no etzah now to be mevatel on Shabbos. Kamash malon, no. But still you could be mevatel. Even though the other two didn't make an error. But now that they're mevatel, their rishus to you,
yeah.
Yeah, them about the rishus to you, still you're allowed to carry out. And we don't make a kenas on you to say that, like, since you did not make an eruv, you should not have a right to carry out now. No, the ma'aseh, the other two people were nice to you, and they're mavato, they're rishus to you. So now you're like the only one living here. You're allowed to carry out on Shabbos from your house into the chotzer. Yeah, ubeiz shloi irvu. Next case was two people that did not make an eruv together. Noisnin rishuson lishnayim shirvu. You have a right to mevatel their rishus to two people that didn't make an eruv together. So tomorrow, the rabba, according to rabba, taught in the sefer legluy resha. Here it says a loshin noisin rishusin lishnayim. Mashma, you have to be mevatel to both of them. It's not enough just to mevatel to one of them. So according to rabba, the reason why it says this extra case is like taught in sefer legluy resha. To come to explain back to the resha also means like this. That when you're mevatel, you're rishus to two people, you have to be mevatel to both of them. It's not enough to mevatel to one of them. La baya, but according to abaya that learns not like that, abaya learns that you have a right to mevatel to one of them, it's enough. Beij shalai irvu itzuchle. Abaya says the chiddush of the sefer is that we're talking about two people that did not make an error together, they have a right to mevatel to the two people that made an error. Lay. What's the chiddush? Balsal, gadaita chamin. If I would think, ligzo, let's make igzera here, it's no good. That Dilma also liftumi lahu, that maybe the opposite way. Maybe the two people that made the Erev will be mevatel their rishus to these two people that did not make the Erev. And then it's no good like we learned before. But since these two people did not make an Erev, they ask us, they're there. Kamash mulan, no, we don't make such a gzeira. That the two people that did not make an Erev has the right to mevatel their rishus to these two people. And according to Abaye, it just means to one of these two. You could be mevatel your rishus, and we don't make the gzeira. Maybe it'll happen the other way. Yeah. Kamash mulan. Dumas abudit lahu kamash mulan. Oyli echod shiloi iruv lomli. Or else it says you can mevatel your rishus to the one person that not make an eruv. The zechura lomli. Pshita you could. From a mother time I would think. Han imili hecha de mitzosin irvu o mitzosin loy irvu. Aval hecha de kulon loy irvu likan sinu. The chiddush of the last case is, even though nobody made an eruv chateris, and now on Shabbos one of them wants to mevatel his rishus to the other person, still it helps. But I would think When is there a yisoid of vitu reshus? We are called upon him. Somebody in the Erev made an Erev. Somebody in the Chotzer made an Erev. Like you have five people living here. I'll call upon him. Two of them made an Erev. So people will know in this Chotzer such a din as a Hilchas Erevin. So then, even though the other three did not, either the other three can mavatel their reshus to these two, or else everybody can mavatel reshus to one. But in a case where nobody in the Chotzer made an Erev, I would think maybe now we won't be makel to say that you can mavatel reshus to one, that people should not forget about Hilchas Erevin, kamashmon still it's mutter. But there's also a chelek of the halacha, that if you mavatel your reshus, it's good, that's also a halacha. So you're not going to forget the halacha of the Gamri. Baita. Then the end of the brayso was Abul Ein Echad Sheiruv Noisen Rishusoy LeEchad Shelay Iruv. But what? In other words, it means that if one person made an eruv, in other words, there were two people there that made an eruv together. There were three people living in the chotzer. Two of them made an eruv together, and the third one did not. So now one of these two cannot be mevatel his rishus alone to the third person. It doesn't help. And pshita. Because since there's the other person in the Eruv, the other person, his friend, the Shutiv, was not Mavatl his Rishus, so I can't be Mavatl his Rishus to the third person. So we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon made an Eruv Chaseris together. Levi did not. Now Reuven, if he's Mavatl his Rishus to Levi, it doesn't help, because Lameister Shimon is still living here. So therefore it's also. For the Gemara, like Pshita, rather it's also. What's the Chiddush here? So at the Gemara, La Abaya, Tony Seifa Legluya Resha. According to Abaye, it says the Seifa that we're talking about, that all three people are alive, but tell us you should know in the Resha also we're talking about all three people are alive. And still it says all you have to be Mavatl is just to one, so that's the Raya Tabaye Shita. That when you're Mavatl, you're Rishus, the two people that made an Erev, it's enough to Mavatl to one of them. You don't have to Mavatl to each one separately. So therefore it says the Seifa just to tell us we're talking about in the case that all three people are still alive. And the Rabbah, according to Rabbah, what do we need this last case for? Is Ayadi the Tani Reisha, Tani Nami Seifa. And the Chlamet, there's no Chiddush here. Just since it says the Reisha, it says it over again in the Seifa. Strashi Adi the Tani Reisha, Echot Shalai Iruv, Noisen Rishusa Le Echot Shiruv. Since it says that one that made an error could, one that did not make an error, to Mavatl his Rishus to the other two, is Tanahach Seifa the Yipcha Loi. Ulyolam Reisha, but the heavier you miss, the Seifa, but the Snayu. According to Rabbah, the Reish is talking about when the person died, the Seifa when the person is alive, and then Echnam is just saying over the same case the opposite way. But there's no Chiddush according to Rabbah. Right, another case was, V'ein Shnayim She'irvu Noisnin Rishuson L'Shnayim Shla'irvu. And two people, V'ein Shnayim She'irvu, two people that made an Erev together, cannot be Mavato their Rishus, to two people that did not make an Erev. Notice you have four people in the Chotzer, two of them made an Erev, so those two can't be mevatel to the other two. For the Gemara Rasul Omali, what do we need this for? Pshita, like we had before. Since these two do not make an Erev, they ask the Zeal Zeh, Rasul Omali. Marloi Tzricha, Debotole Chad Minayo Lechavri. Even though one of these two people now will mevatel his Rishut to the other person. Mal Detem, I would think, Lishtari, it should be mutter now, Le Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, still, it's no good. The Kamash Malon, Kivun de Beidne Debotle. Since we're talking about first, these two people were mavatul their rishus to the other two. So at that time, since there are two people living in the chotzer, it's also for them to carry out. Like the svara we said before, at that time, the vitul is botul. If that doesn't help, even though two people made it, again, you have four people living here. Two of them made an erev chaseris and the other two did not. Now these two that made the erev are mavatul their rishus to these other two people, at that time, nothing is chal. For since two people are still living here, and they don't have an Erev together, they ask us they are there. Even though later on, one of these two is Mabatel, his Rishus to the last one, still it doesn't help. Because at the time when the first Bittel took place, it didn't help, so that Bittel is like not here anymore. So now all you're doing now is Mabatel your Rishus to your friend, but the other two people are still here. It's Kamash Malon, Kivim de Be'idna de Botel, Lei Hevi Lei Shar Yusuf, Hai Chotzer. At the time when the first two were mavatl to the other two, there was no hefka chal at that time. Like, it doesn't help anymore. Their bottle is like bitl is like bottle. It's not here anymore. So now you still have all four living here. So just one of these two is mavatl to the other one, it doesn't help. Right? Another case was v'ein shnayim shleirvu noisten resuson l'shnayim shleirvu. You have four people. Nobody made an eruv. Two cannot be mavatl to the other two. But the machmul hasul omli. What do I need this for? Pshita. Leitzricha the Amri, here the Chiddush is, even though the two, that's Mavatl to the other two, said, Sheni Yalmanas Lahaknois. I'm Mavatl our Rishus to you two, and you two both have a right to be Matl to somebody else. Still it doesn't help. And the Svar was that since they did not take advantage, and that second right away Mavatlit, so at the beginning, first two were Mavatl to the other two, since Lamaisa two are still living in the Chotzer, they ask us there, it doesn't help the Bittul. Therefore, since it doesn't help at that time, it can't help later on. That's the Chiddush here. So the Gemara now in Nushayla. Boi mine Rav Mirav Nachman. Yoirish Mahu Shivatu Rishus. Let's say Yoirish, Zatrashi, Sheshachach Oviv Vola Irin. Beginning of Shabbos, you have three people living in the Chotzer. Two of them made an Eruv Chatzeris, and one person forgot to. He didn't make an Eruv Chatzeris. And that person died Shabbos by night. Vola Irin. Umeis for Shabbos died on Shabbos. He was not Mavatel Rishus before he died. Now the Maaser is that Yerusha takes place right away. So the son yashins his father's chotzer on Shabbos, his father's house, and it looks as if the son lives there now. So the Shaila is the son allowed to be Mavatel his Rishus on Shabbos so that I call upon him the other two people are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because if the Yerush is not Mavatel his Rishus, the son that yashins, that inherits his father, so he's like living there, he'll ask her on the other two. So what's the Shaila of the Gemara? Where are all three people living there on Friday? And if they wanted to, they could have made an Erev then I tell you, Betule Nami Motzavatul. Maybe that's the only time the Rabbanu were Masak and Hilchus Bitul. That if on Friday you could have made a Hilchus Erev together, now on Shabbos, if you didn't make the Erev, you're allowed to be Mavatul. Aval, hi, but this case right now, this Yerush, this son that took over on Shabbos, Kivon the boiler ruvim yesmo lay motzimariv. Since this yerush, this son on Friday did not live in this chotzer. On Friday he couldn't have made the erev here. So mainly he first gets his right in the chotzer on Shabbos. Is lay motzimavatol? Maybe this yerush cannot be mavatol on Shabbos. Oidulma the other svar is yerush kari davuhu. The other svar is no, a yerush, a son that yashins inherits his father, is like kari davuhu. He's like the foot of his father. Because he comes out of his father. He takes over the place of the father. So just like the father could have been Mavatl on Shabbos, who then the son is also allowed to be Mavatl on Shabbos. That was the Shaila. Drashi, Avalhai de Lei Motle Rubi Esmul, Tlehoye Le Chelik Shaboloi. On Friday, the son had no Shaitas to this Chotzel. So that was the Shaila. So he answered back, Omalei, Ani Oim Mavatl. I take say, I hold that Falocha, you are allowed to be Mavatl. Yerush could also be Mavatl. That's what Rav Nachman answered back. Because the Yerush, the son, has the same Allah like the father. He's like taken over the place of his father. So just like his father, if he would have been alive, he could have been Mavatl. For what then the son also has the right to be Mavatl. That's what Rav Nachman says. Vahani Devei Shmuel Tonu Ein Mavatl. But in the base of Medrash of Devei Shmuel, there they learned, no, a Yerush can't be Mavatl. So the more Eitzvah, Avakasha right now. This is a cloud. Kol shemutal mikse Shabbos. Anything that had a heter at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry out at the beginning of Shabbos is a cloud. Huta l'chol Shabbos. Usually it's huta for the whole Shabbos. We'll soon see, even though something goes wrong, still the heter still remains that you're allowed to carry out those Shabbos. V'chol shenesal mikse Shabbos. Anything that was usher on a little at the beginning of Shabbos is nesal l'chol Shabbos. It remains usher the whole Shabbos. Chutz mimavato rishus. Except the halacha b'mavatu rishus, that even though at the beginning of Shabbos you didn't make it a rubik chaseris, let's say you have three people living there, and only two of them made the erev chaseris, the third one did not, so at the beginning of Shabbos is also to carry out now from your house into the chotzer. Still, bitter rishus helps, even though it was also at the beginning of Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos now, if the third one is mavatu his rishus to the other ones, bitter helps that it becomes mutter now on Shabbos. That's the lashon of chutz, except the halacha b'mavatu rishus. Yeah. Now we'll explain what does Brisa mean to say. As Brisa said, Kol shehutal mikse Shabbos. Anything that was mutter for the beginning of Shabbos is halacha mutter l'chol Shabbos. You're allowed to carry out the whole Shabbos. Kegoin, what's the case? Irev derech haPesach. Let's say you have two chaserim one next to another, and they made an eruv chaserim together in order to be able to carry out from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Now that's only mutter if there's a Pesach b'neim. There has to be an entrance between one and the other. Now, they made the error because there was an entry between one and the other. V'nistama Pesach, in the middle of Shabbos now, that Pesach got clogged up. You can't go through from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Still, they're allowed to carry from one chutz to another chutz, let's say through the roofs or from other where they can carry. What about Eruv Derech Chaloyin? The same thing. They made an Eruv, they were saying on the window. The Nistam Chaloyin, and then the Chaloyin broke or got clogged up, is Zeh Klal. So then, still, since the beginning of Shabbos, the Eruv was Chal, it helps for the whole Shabbos. Yeah, so Rashi explains what does it mean, Mutl Lishtamish? There's no more Pesach between them. So Rashi says, Mutorim Lishtamish Mizilazar Dezrika. That they're a churin katanim. Either they could throw over the wall from one chutzah to the other chutzah, or else through small holes. Even though really now there's no big pesach to walk through it, so the erev should be bottled. Still, the klal is no. Since at the beginning of Shabbos the erev was chal, the erev helps for those Shabbos. Now zeh klal. What do we have to say lashing for zeh klal lasuya? What is it coming to include? What's something else also? Lasuya mavi. This is even a bigger chiddush. Yada Movi. Again, a Movi is that a lot of chaserim open up to the alleyway, and the alleyway has three mechitzas to it. Now, the Yamata, the fourth side, with the Lechi Yorah Kaira. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, Nitlu Kairosav Alechoyim. Let's say the Kaira came down on Shabbos, or they took away the Lechi, fell down. Still, it's Mutter. Even though this is a big chiddush, even though right now you don't have four mechitzas anymore to the Movi, the fourth mechitza went down. But since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the Heter, and it's only mid the Rabbonin you need a fourth mechitza. Mid the Raisa Rishus Yachid with three mechitzas. So mid the Rabbonin, since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the curry and the lechi at the beginning of the Movi, even though now in the middle of Shabbos it fell down the curry of the lechi, still it's muta to carry in this Movi the rest of the Shabbos. That's the big kiddush. And Rashi says, Zeh klal l'suya Movi shetel karosav alachoyim. The Shabbos, afagav dishtakel mechitza today, even though it's taken down the fourth mechitza, still shuri. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter. So Rashi, Mereisha leishaminin lo. We don't hear this chiddush from Mereisha. Tos the mishnayim the mechitzas. The Reish, in the case with two chaserim, you had the four mechitzas there the whole time. Only the pest of the entrance in between got clogged up. Avol hocholoi, but here the fourth mechitzah fell down like. Vochamin lo bishloi pirkakam. That's what the Gemara says in the first parak. Vaita. What's the second part of this Reisha now? Kol shenes lemikse Shabbos. Anything that was also at the beginning of Shabbos. Nesilachol Shabbos remains also for those Shabbos kula. What does that mean? Kagoyin shnei batim b'shnei tzidim rishus harabim. You had two houses on two opposite sides of rishus harabim, like Beverly. Two opposite sides of Beverly. You had two houses. Now, since the rishus harabim goes through it, fashteitzich also to carry out from your house into the rishus harabim. The kif from nochre mechitza b'shabbos. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, the guy comes and makes mechitzas to make it into a chotzer. Still, it's also to carry out. Why? Because since at the beginning of Shabbos you didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeris, it was also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, even though now on Shabbos the Goyim make good mechitzas that has Hashem Rishus Yochid Midiraisa, but since you have two houses opening up into this Chotzer now, so it's also you can't carry in this Chotzer. And it doesn't even help Bittul right now like we had in the Gemara before. Since on before Shabbos you couldn't make an Eruv, you can't be Mavatul Rishus Zelazeh on Shabbos in such a case like this.
Yeah, well, let's see Rashi. The key from Nochre Mechitza, the Asurim Levatel Zelazeh, even after the Goyim made a Mechitza, these two people cannot be Levatel the Meshus one to the other. Today she Yishtamash Bo Echad Mehem, the Akol Ponim one should be allowed to carry here. Tohoyu Vihavi Boya Ruvim Yesmol Emotim Arvi. Since before Shabbos they wanted to make an error, they couldn't, because before Shabbos it was a Meshus Arabim here. Avol I Loihevi Hosen Elechad Bayis. But let's say there only be one house. You have a house opened up to the Rishus Rabin. And then the Goyim come and make a chotzer in front of your house. Then, shari, then you are allowed to carry out on Shabbos from your house into the chotzer. The mechitza nasis v'shabbos mechitzi. Because if the Goyim make a Rishus Yochid on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry there. It's called the mechitza. There's only a question here, because you have two houses now opening up into the chotzer. But if only one house opened up into the chotzer, then it would be mutter. Vaita. Zeha klal asuyamai. What does the klal come to tell us? That once something was also at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains also those Shabbos. Lasuya meis nochri b'Shabbos. Someone told me in a case where the goy died on Shabbos. Like Rashi says, Zeh aklal, the Reish Shinami koi sefer, lasuya meis nochri b'Shabbos. Dechivan di boiler ruvim miyesim, olei motzim arvi. Let's say you have three people living in this chotzer before Shabbos. Two Yisraelim and a goy. Now, when the goy was still alive at the before Shabbos, you couldn't make an Erev together, the two Yisraelim, because the goy's asas on them. Is hashtanami loy mevatli. So even though now the goy dies on Shabbos, still this bright soul, you're not allowed to be mevatli the Rishus one to the other.
Hereshit the Sefer Leshemini, you don't hear this Chiddush. So that's the Chiddush here. That what? That since at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Goy was there, we did not rent his Rishus. When the Goy dies later, we have no right to the Mavatla Rishus one to the other. It doesn't help a bit of Rishus. That's the Chiddush. Now, the Braita ends off, Uketani Chutz Mimavatla Rishus. The only halacha that's different is a halacha Mimavatla Rishus. Means at the beginning of Shabbos, you did not make an Aruba Katzeris to Yisraelim. So even though they could have made the error before Shabbos, if they didn't, on Shabbos is halacha, it could be Mavati Rishus one to the other. This is the exception that even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out from your house into the chotzer, because you didn't make it a Aruba Katzeris, but if now on Shabbos one is Mavati, so the other one it becomes Mutter. Now the Diyuk is, it says, Iyu in, Yerush Loi. It only says Mashm Chusm Mavatol that the person has a right to be Mavatol. Mashm only the original owner, but not the Yerush. Otherwise, it should have said the Yerush also. Says the Kasha on Rav Nachman. And the Gemara Eima Chutz Mitoyres Bittol. The Brayso means to say Chutz from the Halacha of Bittol. There's anybody that has a right to be Mavatol, he could be Mavatol on Shabbos. So a Yerush, like Rav Nachman, since we say as far a Yerush takes over his father's place. Just like his father could have been Mavatol, a Yerush also could be Mavatol. And even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out, this is the exception that Hilchus Bittul helps even on Shabbos. On Shabbos morning now, one could be Mavatol to the other one, and the other one now is Mutter to carry out on Shabbos from the Chotzer into his house, from his house into the Chotzer. Yeah. The Rashi says, Eima Chutz Mitoyres Bittul Shus. The Yerush Bechlal, a Yerush is included now. The Karyad Yavuhi, he takes over his father's footsteps. The Teres Bittul Nehegis Boy. Eitzvah, you have a kasha. Echad mibnei chotzer shemeis. One of the people living in the chotzer died on Shabbos. V'aniach rishusai li echad minashuk. And the leftover is rishus that somebody not living in the chotzer, somebody living outside, like Yerush takes over. He takes over. Is miboid yoin oiser. If the person died before Shabbos, then we say this other person takes over, and he didn't make an eruv chatzeris, so yas is on the other one. Mishech hashecha. Let's say the person dies on Shabbos, then ainer oyser. Then he does not aser. Since at the beginning of Shabbos now, let's say he made an Erev Chatzeres with him, so it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, now that he dies on Shabbos, he doesn't aser on the other one. And Rashi says, Sherei Hutel makes a Shabbos. Since at the beginning of Shabbos there was an Erev Chatzeres there, it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it says even though now one dies on Shabbos, and somebody else yashins, and the person should aser, no, he doesn't aser. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos. Now, v'yechod min ashuk shemeis. Let's say somebody owned an apartment that lived in the shuk. V'niach rishus liyechiv amnei chotzer. Now, when he's meis, nohu yashins, his rishus, somebody living in the chotzer. Is mevoid yoim einer oyser. If it took place mevoid yoim, he doesn't answer. Because now, Friday, since the v'nei chotzer is taken over, he could make an erev, and the erev helps. Mishech hasheichem. But Kunda says at the beginning of Shabbos, the person that owned the apartment there was not Mishtaftif in the Yeruv. He lived someplace else. So at the beginning of Shabbos was also to carry out. Is Oyser, it doesn't help right now on Shabbos, it's still also to carry out. Is Amai Oyser, why? Because since on Shabbos the person died, even though now Hu Yashin, somewhere living in the Chotzer, that now the Kurahib lies part of the Chotzer that made the Yeruv, it should be Mutter, we say no, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Oser, it remains Oser. Rashi says, "V'yechud min hashuk shoyel loy bayis dira b'chotzerzu." Somebody living outside had a house in this chotzer. Is avoid yoyimein oyser. Shura yarav ze'im shchena. Let's say this person died before Shabbos, so now the person, the son that's taken over, lives in the chotzer. Good, he'll make an aruv chatzeres with everybody else in the chotzer, and therefore it's mutter to carry out now. But mishech hashecha, says Rashi, sheni yochol aruv. The person died on Shabbos night. Now Friday they couldn't make an Erev together because he wasn't living there. So at the beginning of Shabbos it was also to carry out. Is Allah, it says here, Oyser, still it's also the whole Shabbos to carry out. Now the Kasher is the Drashi, Vi Yorish Mavati Rishus Amai Oyser. If you're telling me now somebody that Yashin's on Shabbos has a right on Shabbos to Mavati his Rishus, so why can't this person that Yashin's now on Shabbos be Mavati his Rishus on Shabbos? Even though the father on the beginning of Shabbos was alive, lived someplace else, so the father asked and everybody else. But now when the father dies, the son Yashin, the son is living here, so now the son takes over that Rishus. Why can't the son be Mavata his Rishus now on Shabbos? Amai Yoysa Navato, Emptigmar Enechanami, Mai Oysa Namadiktoni.
What does it mean when it says it's also here? Ad shivatul enachnami. It only means up until he's mevatul. Enachnami, once he's mevatul, though, we talk old like Rav Nachman that a Yerush could be mevatul. A Yerush has a right, even though he first gets the Rishus on Shabbos, still he has a right to mevatul the Rishus he gets on Shabbos. Here right now it's only Osir until the son is Mavatl. But once the son is Mavatl, Enach Nami, the Brittle Taka helps, and then Oblai Mutter. Alright, we'll stop here.